Why would you let my people go? I think the messenger I'm reading here is because the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, is the one asking. And the Lord, the God of Hebrews, is the one we are going to offer sacrifices to. I think it's important to be clear when you go approaching the oppressor. Tell him exactly how you expect him to deal with the matter. And there are two things he is clear. He tells him, I'm not the one saying it's God. Number two, what I need is to be able to go on a three-day journey in the wilderness. And 3 days is pretty far, right in the wilderness. And it means if he can agree this way, he will have released the children of Israel. My understanding of this is that you have certain information which God has given you. It is foolhardy to give all the information to the oppressor. You give the oppressor only the information he needs in order to release the children or release the oppressed out of the oppression. So we need wisdom. The Bible says, be as wise as a serpent, as harmless as doves. If you are going to approach the government for a license, you need to understand exactly what you need to say. It will be still the truth, but there are certain truths that will compromise your situation, because you are not allowed to lie. It is true that, you know, Israel will go to wilderness. But obviously, after the wilderness, we have just read above, they will later go to the Canaanites and the Jebusites and fight them and remove them out of Canaan. But it is important that the oppressor is given only adequate information.